Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I have several things to talk about, continuing on our Sexy Sunday.
Sexy Sadie, what have you done?
Right, yeah. Richie, you mentioned something about a Free Talk Live drinking game. Can you tell us what these rules are?
Oh, okay. So some of the rules that I was thinking of is if you hear a caller mention M. Monica Zamora, take a shot.
Take a shot, okay.
Take a shot. And if someone mentions J. John Romero,
okay,
then the person to your left takes a shot.
Okay.
And if they mention anything about child trafficking or anything like that, then everyone has to chug a beer or something.
Chug a beer, okay.
So, yeah, okay.
All right, this sounds good. Well, it just so happens that we have David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Child trafficking, J. John Romero, and Monica Zamora, You guys are under the table.
Woo-hoo!
You really underestimate my tolerance for alcohol, David.
Now that you got that out of your system, what else do you want to talk about?
That was just rough. Oh, I wanted to continue with the topic.
Pick a new topic. I don't want you to continue with it. Don't continue.
This isn't about anal beads. It's about anal judges.
Probably be better if it were.
Stick with the theme.
The theme is things up your ass.
Yeah, no, we can't say that on the radio.
That was profane.
I know we said it on the radio, and our producers gave us a nasty gram, and so I can't have you saying that on the radio either. I'm sorry.
We have been reprimanded once tonight already.
Yeah. Sorry, David. You lose. Well, at least we got to drink.
Quite a bit if you were playing along at home.
Thanks for playing along with the...
Now that I'm out of booze, great.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I didn't drink.
So, I do drink, just not during the show.
Yeah, I try not to.
Let's move along to this... From thesmokinggun.com. Jury convicts man for vile act with Elmo.
Wait, the puppet?
The doll.
Oh.
The Tickle Me Elmo?
The character. He's a real character.
The person. With the...
Elmo, the person.
There's a
manipulating the puppet somehow.
Oh, he's a real person.
Puppets do have something up in them, so to speak.
Can't say those words on radio.
Cavity.
It's the puppet mouth.
The hand cavity.
Cavity, right, yes.
The puppet hand cavity.
There's a creepy picture of a guy wearing what looks like a flower-printed face mask, carrying a red Elmo doll into a room with what looks like a very small child's daybed or perhaps a crib with, like, one end sort of lowered.
Is this the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll?
He needed some privacy.
I love compliance.
He was wearing a mask with a stuffed animal.
Oh, my gosh.
Alone.
There he is, Nikki.
That's two.
October 12th. A jury yesterday convicted a Michigan man, not a Florida man.
Michigan man.
Now we're going to get calls from the...
Major Payne.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
Tom of the Cat is my name.
And I say unto thee. A jury yesterday convicted a Michigan man of aggravated indecent exposure.
This is normal in places I go to in Michigan. What's the problem, Captain?
For using a Tickle Me Elmo doll to masturbate while he was inspecting a residence on behalf of a potential purchaser.
Oh.
The chutzpah of that guy. Like, on the job, on the clock.
You're going to love his name. Kevin Van Loven.
Not a real name.
It's probably Van Leuven, but okay. It's spelled V-A-N-L-U-V-E-N, right? Which just, you know, it reminds me of, like, the candy van.
Or, like, McLovin on
right.
Superbad.
Right, but...
You don't even have a first name? It's just McLovin?
Well, just McLovin.
And we've covered a story here previously on Free Talk Live about a person or persons who make love to vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw that, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, last names used to be who you were or what you did.
Yeah.
Ken Van Loven? Or Kevin Van Loven?
Dickinson.
Who knows? Anyway, Kevin Van Loven, age 60, was found guilty of the misdemeanor following a one-day trial in Oakland County Circuit Court.
One-day trial. Scam.
The jury acquitted Van Loven of malicious destruction of property, also a misdemeanor. Judge Phyllis McMillan scheduled Van Loven's sentencing for December 2nd. The indecent exposure count carries a max penalty of 2 years in prison and a $2,000 fine.
Wait a minute. If he was the only one there, how is that indecent exposure? He didn't expose himself to anyone.
Van Loven, who works as a home inspector, was arrested last year after the owners of a suburban Detroit home contacted cops to report that a nanny cam recorded Van Loven pleasuring himself inside the residence. Van Loven was inspecting the Oxford Township home on behalf of a potential purchaser. The home's owners had let Van Loven, another inspector, the buyers, and a real estate agent into the property. When the inspection began, the owners and their two small boys left the three-bedroom house. After 2 hours had passed, homeowner Jada Dodson remotely accessed her home security cameras to check on the progress of the inspection. Surprise, surprise.
What is he doing?
At a court hearing last year, Dodson testified that she saw Van Loven remove a Tickle Me Elmo doll that had been among the stuffed... So it wasn't even his doll.
Right.
It was the doll of... Oh, my gosh. Van Loven removed a Tickle Me Elmo doll that had been among the stuffed animals stored in a small teepee tent in the bedroom of Dodson's two-year-old son.
Oh, God.
Van Loven then allegedly unzipped his pants and began masturbating in our son's closet with his Tickle Me Elmo, Dodson recalled. The above surveillance still shows Van Loven holding the Elmo doll.
I try to empathize with people in these stories. Very, very sad.
Are you?
I'm not. No, I'm struggling to understand.
I, however, do not.
Well, when I... Okay. Maybe poor choice of words, but trying to ascertain the motivation of why someone would do that, right?
It's a pedo.
Well, it's not even a pedo thing.
It's an Elmo doll.
It's an Elmo doll in the room of a 2 year old.
Right.
In the room of a two-year-old.
Okay, so you think he's attracted to the two-year-old and is like getting
he's attracted to the two-year-old's toys.
I get that. Right? But you can be attracted to an Elmo doll.
I am jumping to a conclusion, yes.
Okay. You can be attracted to an Elmo doll.
Can you?
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say you can be attracted to an Elmo doll and have a closet full of Elmo dolls at home, which you wait to go home and take care of your business with.
Well, right? It's better than molesting kids, I guess.
Sure, but it doesn't even suggest that he's a pedo and is attracted to the kid. It's the doll.
I mean, I would make the assumption that if you masturbate with children's toys, that you might be on some level of pedophile.
Okay. Even still, you can take care of that at home.
Yeah, not on the job.
Not on the job. Right? In someone else's home.
In a two-year-old's bedroom.
In the closet.
In the closet.
These things all seeming to me to be less than scrupulous.
Okay. unscrupulous, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Okay.
603-283-6160. Have you ever been attracted to Elmo? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. live radio call-in program, nationally syndicated. We're on the internet. We're on some satellite channels. We're on a podcast. We're on several, like, in the podcast format. We're on RSS feeds. I mean, we're worldwide.
Float.app.
We're on float.app. It's true.
I love having that one in the back pocket.
You can call in to 603-283-6160 if you would like to participate in tonight's program. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So we've been talking about this article from The Smoking Gun. A jury has convicted a man for a vile account with an Elmo doll.
And we're told Elmo is officially 3 years old. Terrible.
One of our crack producers has told us that Elmo is 3 years old.
Elmo has been 3 years old for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't know who Elmo is, just go to your favorite search engine and type in E-L-M-O and you'll figure it out. But this gentleman, Mr. Van Loven.
Not to be confused with Mick Loven.
Right, yeah, totally different guy. Apparently, it was caught on a nanny cam. He was a home inspector doing a pre-purchase inspection, and the current homeowner reviewed their nanny cam footage after the inspection and found him.
Okay. I thought it was live. I thought they checked in on him.
Well, it doesn't actually say the timing here. I'm just assuming
makes more sense.
They went to check on the video, see how the progress of the thing was going, and they found video of this particular guy in their 2-year-old's room picking up the Elmo doll and, pleasuring himself with it. In fact, so much so that there's parts of this that I'm not going to describe to you on the radio. Let's just say Elmo was violated in many ways.
Safe to say.
The guy,
old puppet hole.
When the guy was confronted... said he admitted to doing things with Elmo and apologized and said he was ashamed. This guy Van Loven subsequently sought to quash both verbal and written confessions given to the police, but a judge denied his motion to suppress those statements. There were 3 pages of that.
3 pages?
Yeah, so it says.
He did a lot to Elmo.
Apparently.
Yeah, so, I don't know about you, but this just, perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions, this screams PETA.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
The screen capture that they have from the alleged video footage shows the man wearing, you know, his COVID mask or whatever. He's standing in what appears to be a child's room with Elmo still in hand.
Well, now, Captain, I need to ask you a question. What do you think about furries? Because isn't
that furry?
So a furry is a person mm-hmm. that dresses up, typically an adult,
yep.
that dresses up in a animal costume, but it's like a full body suit.
Is this where they have the tail, the thing that goes in the place and it's a tail? Are those furries?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's also a thing.
They pretty much look like a giant Elmo doll. But they're different animals, dogs, cats, yeah. whatever, furry animals, yeah. full body suit. Does that scream pedo to you?
I mean, if it's adults and consensual, I don't care.
Okay.
I think one of the things...
What about Elmo? I guess Elmo's 3 years old, so he's not an adult, and he technically can't consent.
Specifically Elmo here that screams pedo. It's that he's in the room of a 2-year-old child.
Yeah.
He has gone into, for lack of a better expression, their toy chest, the place where they keep a whole bunch of this. It wasn't his doll. It was the doll of the 2-year-old.
So one of the things that came up during the break as I was pondering this with Nikki over here, was that some people apparently get their jollies off the taboo.
Yes.
Right? So it's not like he could just go elsewhere and handle his business.
Right. It's like people who, like,
it have to be in
they want
to
do their thing outdoors or whatever, right? Everybody has a kink, right?
Yeah. So if being in, like, the customer's home is his thing, then maybe that's all it is and doesn't have to scream pedo.
Like, it would be one thing if he were just in the customer's home somewhere and he, like, reached into his back pocket or his backpack and pulled out his own Elmo doll, right, you know, and went to town, right? That would be different than going into the room of a two-year-old, obviously a young child's room, rummaging through their toy box, for lack of a better expression, grabbing the Tickle Me Elmo doll and, well, tickling himself with it.
I mean, fair.
I mean, how much closer to, like, actual pedophilia do you have to get?
Yeah, I mean, it's like one step. It's like the only thing that's missing is the child.
Right.
So here's where I feel bad, because I don't want to defend pedophilia.
But you have an Elmo doll of your own?
I had one at one point, yeah, when they were popular. I don't know what happened to it. But I've never used it in that manner.
Uh-huh.
I can safely say that. My point is, if he is indeed a pedophile, right, and has those urges,
yeah,
and he decides that the best course of action is to take care of himself with an Elmo doll,
yes,
as opposed to an actual child,
yeah,
isn't that a better scenario?
I mean, yes, you could say that is better. I agree that's better, but I still think I hold, like, legit pedophiles, like, people that are trying to do things to children, like actual children,
right,
like 2 years old, 5 years old, like young children. It's hard for me to feel any sympathy for them. If your brain can even go there, to me, you know, I don't hold very much sympathy for those people. And I think there's, like, they should be in a mental institution.
I think that's more to the point, because I do have some sympathy towards them, because I do see it more as a mental disorder.
Yeah, there is something, yeah, to be said for the self-restraint, if that's
right,
what this,
yeah,
is. But
no,
that's,
yeah,
more important than anything else.
But we don't know that this particular guy is self-aware of his problem and that this is just, you know, his...
I mean, he wrote a 3-page apology and tried to suppress it in court and said he was ashamed. He's self-aware. It's a control issue.
I'm just saying that he raped Elmo.
And, you know, and this guy could, like, not even be an actual pedophile. Maybe he was just trying to do something weird and freaky. Like, you
understood.
Know,
Captain jumped to the conclusion of pedophile.
It is weird, yeah, that it was in a 2-year-old's bedroom and that an Elmo doll was involved. That's kind of that point towards
any other
pedophile
bedroom, no problem.
Well, I mean, not no problem, but I wouldn't call you a pedophile if,
okay,
you're, like, jerking off in mom and dad's bedroom.
Oh, wait a minute. What if this guy broke into somebody's house and there was a sex robot?
Oh, that would be fine.
It'd be fine for him to violate the sex robot?
What's there for?
Do sex robots have no rights at all?
Not until they become sentient.
What if it was your sex robot and he violated it?
Well, that's a property rights issue.
Now we're getting to the real libertarian issues.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards uncontrolled escalation. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu spoke with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday for the second time in 3 days and held a flurry of calls with three other counterparts from NATO countries. Moscow provided no details on the conversation with Austin, which came after the two men spoke on Friday for the first time since May. Its readouts on the other call said Shoigu had said the situation in Ukraine was worsening. And Ukraine branded the Russian state-controlled RT media outlet as an inciter of genocide on Sunday after a presenter said Ukrainian children who saw Russians as occupiers under the Soviet Union should have been drowned. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! And we're back. We are back. We are Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in program where you can talk with we, or us, about anything you want. The telephone number 603-283-6160. It is Sexy Sunday because we've a variety, wide variety of articles today in the news that have something to do with sex in some way, shape, or form. We began the evening talking about Glory Hole. A radio station had to apologize for playing a song called Glory Hole from Steel Panther.
I feel like we're going to need to apologize fairly soon as well.
Well, perhaps you could apologize in advance.
I'm sorry.
All right, very well.
I already wrote my three-page apology letter.
You guys know the comedian Doug Stanhope?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's super funny. The last special that I saw, not the last one, but the one before that, he comes out on stage and he reaches into his pocket and he unfolds this piece of paper and it's, he reads the dates that it is then, right? And he's like, you know, on Sunday, October 23rd, I would like to apologize for my actions and the words that I said that offended, like before he even starts his show. So he's giving his post-show, you know, next day apology to everybody he offended before the show. And I was like,
that's genius.
That is brilliant, man, the preemptive apology.
So if I can comment ever so briefly on Doug Stanhope,
yeah,
I find him funnier after he's had time to rehearse his material.
Yes.
On his specials.
Yes.
Because some of those same jokes when he's practicing at the bar and it ends up on YouTube,
yeah,
not that funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the one he did in New York. It's called No know something. No refunds.
Okay.
His funniest bit. I mean, his funniest special by far.
Okay.
By far. At least for me, anyway. And it's got a total libertarian slant to it. And, yeah, that's the one I enjoy. We can talk more about these subjects, which included the glory hole. We talked about the sex robots that are in production now and how real they look and how bimbo-like they are and, you know, what happens when they become married to AI, artificial intelligence, and all that kind of stuff. We also talked about the chess prodigy who is accused of using remote-controlled anal beads to communicate with some sort of coaching team to cheat and beat the grandmaster of chess. And then, of course, this last topic, we're talking about a jury has convicted a man who was inspecting a home for a pre-purchase inspection, went into a two-year-old's bedroom, rummaged through the toy box, grabbed himself an Elmo doll, and decided to pleasure himself with Elmo.
A tickle me Elmo doll.
Yeah, well, I don't think Elmo was very tickled.
Well, I think he was tickled.
Von
Lovin.
Van Lovin.
Van Lovin.
He's loving the van. I think Elmo didn't give his consent, is what I think.
You need to get consent from an inanimate object?
I don't know, but we do happen to have Elmo calling from Elmo Town.
Well, let's ask.
Elmo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, he grabs himself, and then he grabs Elmo. And Elmo didn't really like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elmo.
Elmo loves you anyway. Elmo loves you.
But does Elmo love Van Lovin?
Well, Van Lovin loves Elmo, that's for sure.
Is that what he told you? In the closet?
Well, that's what he... Yeah, he didn't have to tell me.
Playing 7 minutes to midnight, or whatever that kid's game is.
Elmo doesn't know that game.
Elmo will learn.
Elmo knows good games. What?
What'd you
Elmo
mean?
Didn't understand.
I said Elmo will learn.
Oh. Does Elmo learn?
Elmo will learn. Well, it depends. Elmo only learns good things, not bad things.
Something tells me Elmo learned a bad thing from Mr. Van Lovin.
I think I might have got Nikki back on the crying joke.
She does look almost in tears here.
No, Elmo didn't learn anything from Mr. Van Lovin. Elmo knew all that already.
Oh, Elmo's experienced.
Elmo, you were.
Elmo has his public life and his private life. And Elmo likes to keep his private life private.
Huh, weird.
How come you didn't know about the nanny cam?
That's not weird. Wait, why is that weird?
Why is what weird?
You said that's weird.
I was being sarcastic. I was being sarcastic because if there weren't a thing known as private life, I mean, it would just be life, right?
Okay, Elmo doesn't understand sarcastic. Elmo is always honest.
I've invented a new children's toy, Sarcastic Elmo.
Is this Sarah from New Mexico?
Yes, it is Sarah from New Mexico.
One call per night.
Yeah. Hey, Elmo, thanks for the call. Good luck. Hope you don't run into Mr. Hope you don't run into Mr. Van Lovin again. That was Elmo, everybody, from Elmo Town. I guess he told
Sesame
us.
Sesame Street. Or no, Elmo's World is what it's called.
He specifically said Elmo Town when I screened his
Well, phone. It's clearly not an authentic Elmo then, because I know my stuff.
You think that was
a neighboring town to Sesame Street?
Well, Elmo's World is where Elmo lives.
Okay.
But where is Elmo's World?
But he's frequently on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So he just visits from time to time?
Well, I don't know.
Makes the journey from Elmo's World?
Well, Elmo's World is an imaginary place. It's like a, you know, in between realms.
Is, if Elmo does bad things and goes to hell, is it St. Elmo's Fire?
Yes.
Thanks for getting that, Richie.
Yep.
You're not too old. I was like, I'm going to make an obscure reference for people who are old. Let's see how well it goes over with the co-host.
The young crowd.
All right.
I wasn't a crier, though. Still dry out.
No, but...
Okay.
You were almost crying.
At one point, yeah.
Just a minute ago. What was that about? What hit you so hard?
Elmo!
All right. So anyway, this guy basically rapes Elmo.
All right.
And,
Yeah. What was the sentence? He got sentenced?
Sentencing isn't until December 2nd.
Oh. Follow this one closely.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll keep up with it.
What happened to that Elmo raper?
All right, moving right along. Oh, man, which of these should we do first? Well, all right, let's talk about
whatever's safest for Nikki.
Let's talk about the New Zealand one.
Okay.
This from RT. New Zealand unveils plan to tax cow farts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the environment, right?
How is that part of Sexy Sunday, you might ask?
That depends who you ask.
Ask you might. Some folks have a flatulence kink.
I knew there was this one girl, probably not one girl, probably multiple women that were selling their farts on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Cash money.
Like air in a jar?
Yeah.
Sure, Belle Delphine was one of them.
Let's just say you were going to make one of these purchases, and you found the girl you were going to purchase them from, and you were like, okay, let me go to your website or, you know, your shop or whatever, and throw down my, how much of these things cost? I don't know.
TikToker makes, what is this? They don't have a comma, so my eyes hurt. $200,000 selling her farts in a jar.
Right, so how much per jar?
I don't know.
$50? We'll just call it $50.
Oh, and then there's a...
I have a question, though.
Okay, continue.
So, you're going to purchase fart in a jar from this particular girl.
Yeah.
Let's say it's $50. How do you know when you get it that it's actually from her?
You don't. Yeah, but you don't. I could assume.
Does it come with like a video that shows her farting into the jar?
A certificate of authenticity.
A smell-tificate, if you will.
I mean, I know girls are selling their socks and their underwear online. And it's like, do you know it's from her? I mean, she doesn't send you a video of her taking off her panties.
Or does she?
Typically not, okay. I don't think. I mean, I've never gone about this, but I'm assuming not. But you still get dirty panties in the mail or a fart in a jar, so isn't that what you wanted?
Bathwater, perhaps?
Yeah, bathwater. Whatever it is.
Who cares?
No judgment. No judgment here.
If you think it's hers, then...
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
It's all in the mind.
It is.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about New Zealand taxing cow flatulence. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, it's the Sexy Sunday Night Edition.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of tonight's sexy Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the air, talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call, those are the hours that you have to call. Sometimes radio stations will play our show or a part of our show outside of those hours, and that's fine. But if you want to call and get on the show, you have to call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 nights a week. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Sexy Sadie.
Ooh, replacing Nikki. Mm-hmm. And Richie Rich.
Apparently we had to 86 Nikki for her, her boisterous profanity and replace her with Sexy Sadie.
Her outlandish commentary.
Before we go on, I want to tell you that you can join Liberty-Minded Voluntarists, Anarchists, and Libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th Annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Porkfest. So it's the pre-party now. Forkfest is decentralized, which means there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, visit forkfest.party. All right. So, before we went to break, we mentioned this headline that came from RT News. New Zealand unveils plan to tax cow farts.
And you thought the American government was bad.
Well, at first I thought that they were going to, find a bunch of, fat girls in Wisconsin or something.
Oh, man.
It is America's dairy land, after all.
Huh.
So,
I thought it was dairy air.
Ooh. That's the hind, yes. And also, that's a description of farts.
Hmm?
Right? The air from the
derriere.
The derriere, yeah, farts. Flatulence, if you will. The eco-friendly eco-friendly tax scheme. Never heard those words before. The eco-friendly tax scheme.
Sounds legit, though.
Faces opposition from local farmers groups.
You think?
The government of New Zealand has proposed a plan to tax greenhouse gases created by farm animals.
Disproportionately affects the farmers.
Hoping to slash carbon emissions as part of a decades-long climate change initiative, despite vocal criticism from agricultural organizations.
We got to cut back carbon emissions. Where should we start? The food? All right.
Vehicles?
No.
No. Politicians?
No. No.
Military?
No.
No.
Food.
Cows? Yeah, cows. That's what livestock. That's where we'll start. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the proposal on Tuesday morning, saying that the plan is the first of its kind ever attempted and would put New Zealand on track to hit its targets for reducing methane emission over the next decade. Okay.
So it just sounds like a load.
First of all, like a buttload?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of flatulence?
Yeah.
But like the hot air?
You'd find in an Elmo doll.
Oh.
He's gone too far.
There's the line.
I believe.
And there's Richie Rich.
No other country in the world. Okay, wait, let me go back. First of all, livestock, cows, right, bison, buffalo, right, all of these animals, including humans, have flatulence. And to blame climate change on flatulence...
It's ridiculous.
...is one of the most ridiculous things I think I've ever heard of.
It's so ironic because you have city people. City people are the ones that are making all of this, all of these regulations, right? And you look at the city, they're way more polluted than the country, mm-hmm. right? So typically, where do cows live? In the country.
Yeah.
So the country has far less pollution than the city because mm-hmm. you have, you know, densely populated all of these cars and whatever. But they're, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get how cows are the problem
yeah.
when it's clearly cities are the problem, but they're blaming country people for having diesel trucks and having cows, but clearly that's not the problem.
Here's another often overlooked argument for the carbon footprint and carbon dioxide emissions.
Mm-hmm. Or in this case, carbon dioxide.
Sure. Carbon dioxide is plant food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plant more trees.
So yeah, you could plant more trees. And that would offset whatever.
Right.
But anything that, you know, goes out into the environment is just food for those plants.
Right.
And they return us oxygen.
They do.
Whoa. That's how it works. Yeah.
It's like a symbiotic relationship.
Almost
we give
like
them carbon dioxide and they give us oxygen.
It's fair almost trade. Like it was planned this way.
Yeah, almost like there's a balance to be found in nature huh. between these things.
Whoa.
And that naturally occurring things, like... This is just the government's way of controlling farmers.
Right.
That's all this is.
And that's going on in New Zealand now, but was also a big deal in Europe a few months ago.
And we know that when a thing is implemented in one country, it's only a matter of time until it's implemented
yeah.
in other countries. So monkey see, monkey do. Or, I mean, politician see, politician do. Because it'll get them some frickin' votes. Right? They did. I'm going to do that in my state.
Well, and nowadays it's all climate change, right? So that's like the big thing that all the hipsters and the younger generation, you're like, oh, no, climate change. We got to do it for the earth. It has nothing to do with climate change. It's nothing to do with what's good for the earth. It has everything to do with taxing people more and making yes. politicians richer and more powerful. That's what has nothing to do with climate change.
And hopefully these farmers will protest and rise up a little bit like the other farmers did.
No other country in the world has yet developed a system for pricing and reducing agricultural emissions, so our farmers are set to benefit from being first movers. Movers.
No. That's another dumb thing about the whole carbon thing, right? Carbon credits and carbon offsets and taxes... It doesn't necessarily mean you reduce it. You just pay for it.
Yeah.
Giving,
just like any other thing,
yeah.
right?
Giving money to government does not make the air more fresh.
Right.
Nope.
But that's what I'm saying. right? You don't have to reduce your pollution. You just pay more.
And let me rephrase that, because you're not actually giving them. Allowing government to take money from you does not make the air better.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. Not going to happen. She also added, cutting emissions will help New Zealand farmers not only be the best in the world, but the best for the world.
No.
Like, what does that mean?
Basically, what they want is they want their people to stop eating meat. They want them to eat soybeans and crickets.
And bugs.
So they're basically just dumb because they're not getting the essential amino acids that their brain needs to function. And those people will be easier to control.
So it's the former vegan.
And that's my conspiracy theory for the day.
Are you former vegan?
Yeah. I eat cheese now, remember? Last week?
Your cheese is delicious.
Thank you.
But do you eat
a
steak?
Cow. A cow made that cheese.
Do you eat steak?
I do not eat steak, okay. No. Because it's gross.
It's amazing that nature provides us this machine that turns vegetable material into meat.
Yeah.
And cheese, for that matter.
Yeah, and cheese.
Under the proposal, farmers who meet thresholds for herd size and fertilizer use would be required to pay a fee for methane and nitrous oxide gases created by their cattle.
Ooh, they got nitrous, too?
Earning the scheme the unceremonious, though somewhat misleading, title of fart tax.
So, best case scenario, or maybe worst case scenario, right? Food prices go up in New Zealand because they don't cut back production. They pay the tax and pass that tax on to the end consumer who purchases beef and milk and dairy.
Adding to the inflation.
Good job, New Zealand.
It turns out most methane from cows is released in the form of burps, belching, not necessarily farting.
Okay.
But it's still called the fart tax. If the plan secures final approval by the end of the year, the tax payments would begin in 2025 and be levied every 1 to 3 years. 1 to 3 years?
Super random.
We'll figure it out later. We'll tax you out. We'll figure it out later. Exact amounts have yet to be determined.
Oh
weird.
So you just get a tax bill 3 years for whatever your production was this year.
And for some arbitrary price.
And how do they even know? So is it per cow? Is it per fart? Like,
you have to have a government-recommended methane measuring device.
Smart meter.
Attached
to the tail.
Yeah.
Like, it's somewhere else on the cow.
Well, we are out of time. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our callers. Thanks to you, Richie Rich. You too, Nikki.
Thank you, Captain.
You're welcome. If you missed any of the show, find us over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.